WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show was brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week 9 of the Bossy Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Stephen Mullen, the head coach of the Bulldogs, will join us to talk about last week's game against Wright, the sectional draw. Spoiler alert, the Bulldogs get a bye, and we'll also ask Coach about rivalry week against Harrison. And the Warriors have their senior day pending, and certainly a lot of, I'm not going to say bad blood, but certainly a lot of familiarity between these two teams as rivals, and it being the final regular season game of the year should be a very exciting one. All that and more brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and United Fidelity Bank. We'll take a step aside here on WREF and hear from Stephen Mullen on the other side here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show, the final Bossy Football Show of the regular season. The head coach, Stephen Mullen, joins me, Brad Klein, here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hey, Coach, really appreciate your time.
All right, thanks for having me.
You guys, no sugarcoating it, had a gauntlet over the last nearly month. You can call it a month if you want to include North, but certainly the last 3 weeks, Memorial, Mater Dei, and Wright, arguably the top three teams in the SIAC. And the last game coming against Wright, a tough loss against the Panthers. What went wrong in this game to yield a win for Wright?
Any pressure they sent, or really just playing with their front four, we didn't block them very well. Didn't give Aiden a lot of time or running backs much time to, you know, find the hole even. So definitely going to need to improve that, you know, this week as well as in the future to be able to move the ball in the sectional.
Now, and we'll talk about the sectional soon with Bossy drawing the bye, but I'm kind of curious about this defense because, yeah, you gave up the 35 through interception, only 50 yards in the air. What was going right in the secondary for the Bulldogs?
I think the thing that helped us the most is the pressure that we got on him. We kind of did some new things that we've kind of had around as far as sending different kinds of blitzes. We haven't really used it a lot yet, but we kind of just said, let's try it this week. And it's a little bit of a different scheme. It kind of makes it hard to identify, you know, who you have as far as a lineman with so many twists and different things coming at you. So I think that did help, you know. The six that we used in the box did a great job of, you know, getting pressure on him, which is going to help your DBs because, like I tell the D-line and linebackers all the time, you guys got 3 to 4 seconds to get back there. I can't ask my DBs to cover any longer than that because somebody's going to get open. That's just how it works.
Sure. Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. It is the final regular season Bulldog Football Show on the Ref. So happy you could join us, and we're talking about last week's game against Wrights. And, you know, Coach, I ask you every single week the same question, but it does beg a repeat question every week because he is so young and he is developing. Aiden Boyd, yeah, he had a tough day at the office, and then again, who's not going to have a tough day at the office against that Wrights pressure? But what do you make about the new chapter in his development season as a freshman quarterback?
You know, he's back this week working hard. We're doing some things a little different offensively still with him at quarterback, but just trying to find, you know, his skill set and where we can best fit that. So, you know, he's continuing to get better each week. He always keeps a positive attitude. And he understands, you know, I'm only a freshman facing a lot of these guys that have played varsity football quite a bit or have been, you know, in their programs for a long time. So, you know, he understands that it's going to take some growth, but, you know, he's the kid that stepped up at the table to, you know, be able to do that growth and working hard to do it.
Again, Stephen Mullen here on WREF on week 9 of the Bossy Football Show. We'll take a step aside here on the Ref, and don't go anywhere. On the other side, we'll break down Bossy's upcoming sectional draw, and that's a kind of a peculiar one because everyone besides Bossy knows who they're playing in the sectional. We'll talk about that on the other side here on WREF, 97.7 FM, the Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Stephen Mullen, the head coach, joins us here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. All right, coach. So, yes, you guys have a game tonight, or excuse me, Friday night against Harrison, and we'll talk about that later on. But I do want to ask you about the sectional pairings, and that was released over the weekend. We had the pairing show with Ryan Wagler and Ryan Metzger. Everyone besides you knows who they're playing because you guys draw the bye. What do you make of that?
Interesting setup in our sectional where somebody does get the bye. We'll get the winner of Boonville and Washington. But that'll be some new chartered territory. We've never had a bye week as long as I've been coaching. So I'm just trying to figure out, we'll probably just run a little bit of each team's offense or whatever, just to, so our kids are getting familiar with it, as well as their defensive schemes with whatever film we can get this week and next week. And then obviously we'll maybe take some kids up there to watch the game, which will be something new. It might be, something pretty fun to do with the boys. Go up and, not just scout those teams, but see other football environments and things like that.
Sure. No, absolutely. I guess a silly question is, because it is towards the end of a football season, and at any level, you're going to have kids who are not 100%, a little bruised up, and that's just the wear and tear of a football season. So a bye could be big, but then again, you guys have to go on the road for that second round against either Washington or Boonville. So my question to you is, do you like the bye? Is that an advantage for you? How does that taste going down?
I guess we'll see. I've never had one, so I don't know if it's an advantage or a disadvantage. But the biggest thing is keeping the kids focused that week and making sure that we're getting everybody to practice, to be honest, because, we're still preparing. Like I told them yesterday, you're one game away from getting a shot at a sectional championship, which hasn't happened, at Bossy for a while. I think since, probably 2018. I don't know. I was there last time we went. As assistant coach. So, that's something cool. And like I told them, that's an opportunity to, continue to improve this program. And, like our senior class, this might not be the year they wanted, but they've been a part of a lot of big things at Bossy, being one of the first teams to go 2-0, one of the first teams to beat Monterey Day, and I think the first team to beat Central since like 2000. So I told them, you guys can write, still something on this end of this season. We still got some games left and continue to play hard.
Now, how much, and we'll talk about Harrison in a moment on the other side of this upcoming break, but how much of the attention and mindset and focus around the locker room is on the sectional versus Friday night's game against Harrison?
Right now it's definitely Friday night versus Harrison. Our kids know each other. It's rivalry week for everybody. And this is ours. Our kids know these kids. School together, a lot of them did. They hang out on the weekends. These are, when we're not playing them, these are a lot of their friends that they're hanging out with through the week or on the weekend, getting together and hanging out. So it's always a fun week. I know it is for the whole conference and as well as probably the state. A lot of teams playing, kind of teams that they're very familiar with, not just, team-wise, but personnel-wise. So No, I know the boys are excited, and they're ready to compete on Friday.
So it's full throttle for Friday against the rival Harrison. We'll talk about the Warriors on the other side of this break. It is the Bossy Football Show, Week 9, here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Attention business owners, are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rates, or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Wrapping up shop here on Week 9 of the Bossy Football Show, the final regular season edition of the Bulldog Football Show. And the head coach, Stephen Mullen, joins me, Brad Klein, here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Coach, appreciate your time. All right, so as you look ahead for Friday, what's the game plan against the rival Warriors?
To continue what we've done the last few days, working on our defensive scheme as well as our offense. We know Harrison's a really good football team. They reminded us, a lot of us last year, where they're in a lot of games, and putting up a lot of points. So, they've been fun to watch on film, and, we're excited for the challenge on Friday.
And, yes, it is a rivalry, so the juices will be flowing, so to speak. But does Harrison having senior day add any obstacle and or juice to this game, or what?
I think it's kind of a senior day for both programs because it's a lot of their last regular season games, and it's against a lot of guys that they know.
Sure.
And guys that have competed against probably most of their lives. So I think there'll be juices flowing on both sides, knowing a lot of the kids on the opposing team and our kids knowing them. So, we're excited, and it's always a great game versus Harrison.
Harrison has a little bit of momentum. Now, granted, they're coming off a loss against Mondra Day, but the week before getting that win against Central, so they probably have a little bit of steam going into this game. When you look at the tape that they put together against Central from a couple of weeks ago, what stuck out to you and indicates that this might be a bit of a different Harrison team than what we saw maybe in the first half of the season when they went winless?
I think they're another year older with a lot of their guys. They got the big running back that, ran for 250 yards.
And, sure.
I just like watching him personally because that's my kind of running back. Big guy that runs downhill. Their offensive line's, definitely improved the entire year. They block hard. They stay on their blocks. They get movement. Their defensive line, they do some things different with, some of their bear crawling that we actually stole a few weeks when we played, Jasper and North, just trying to limit kids from getting, put backwards into your linebackers. So Now, you know, they've been fun to watch since, you know, their first few games, and, you know, they were playing with some teams that, you know, both our programs don't traditionally play with. So, you know, hats off to them. They've done a great job with this group, and they've been interesting to watch week by week.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach here on WREF for Bossy Football, getting ready for the regular season finale. All right, so we're talking about what Harrison does well and what you guys are going to be doing against your rivals. That all said, how do you expect Mo Sutton and his team to attack your offense, their defense versus your offense? What will decide that side of the football?
Obviously, you know, defending the run as well as, you know, taking away some Aiden's throws that, you know, or maybe high completion throws, you know, that's what we've kind of seen the last few weeks. Being a young quarterback, you know, we try not to have them throw it down the field a bunch because there's a lot of margin for, you know, things going wrong there. You know, and continuing to put pressure on Aiden, you know, when you have a young quarterback, his eyes might be going everywhere. So, you know, that's our job this week to, you know, continue to send different pressure at him, you know, kind of get him uncomfortable in practice so that way on Friday nights when those kind of things happen, he's able to step up and make plays.
Rivalry week, always a little bit extra juice going into that game. Bossy, Harrison, Friday night. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do against them on their senior night, coach. And, of course, looking forward to seeing what you guys do in the sectional after the bye. So a lot of fun this time of year. Thank you so much for taking the time here on week 9.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Go Dogs.
All right. You've been listening to Week 9 of the Bossy Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. The Bossy Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.